Have you ever thought about being a Texas superintendent? Maybe you should. I'm Charles Blaine, and this is Texas Tomorrow. Falling enrollments, higher taxes, failing schools, and poor outcomes, yet many school superintendents' salaries across Texas are on the rise, and they seem to continue to go up, and not by a little. New Texas Education Agency data shows that 8 superintendents across the state are making more than $400,000, and 81 are making more than $300,000 a year. For reference, the President of the United States makes $400,000 a year. The highest paid superintendent came in the Houston area, which is Cy-Fair ISD's superintendent, who just left in December, and he was making $536,000 a year. So not to downplay the importance of superintendents, but if you want to make a cool $500,000, don't take on the responsibility of becoming president. You should go be a superintendent in Texas public schools. And here's the thing. You don't even have to be a good person to make this salary or to have that job. Years ago, there was a superintendent of Katy ISD named Lance Hint. He was previously Allen ISD superintendent and was recruited back to Katy, a district that he grew up in and graduated from. They paid him $394,000 a year when residents started complaining about how big of a bully he was during his school years at Katy ISD. Then came complaints of plagiarizing his doctoral dissertation. So one would think Katy ISD could just separate, you know, cut the losses and move on. He's making about $400,000, that should be good enough. But no, instead, they chose to give him a $750,000 severance package. Now, in response to that, the state withheld about $500,000 in state funding as punishment, but ultimately the taxpayers are the ones who were punished because they were never made whole. Also, back in 1997, Yvonne Gonzalez was superintendent of Dallas ISD. She was making about $200,000 in 1997, which in today's dollars would be about $395,000. And then she was accused of sending sexually explicit messages to the district's chief financial officer, whispering lewd comments in his ear, and using school funds to hire a private investigator to follow him around to see if he was seeing other women. During the investigation over this, they also found that she stole $16,000 of district funds to furnish her personal home. These are obviously extreme circumstances, but clearly there's an issue when people like these two could get hired to oversee districts that determine the direction of Texas's children, and at such high salaries nonetheless. And it's not just high salaries. I mean, they often get car and phone allowances, bonuses, and other expenses. CBS News did a review of the 50 districts in Texas and found that half had salaries of $300,000 or more for their superintendents. Of the contracts reviewed, half had vehicle allowances as low as $150 a month to $1,695 a month. Technology allowances ranging from $100 to $2,000. Civic activities allowances ranging from $100 to $3,000 per month. The Highland Park superintendent gets a $1.8 million home where he can make up to $50,000 in district-paid renovations. So ultimately, it really pays to be a superintendent. Well, it pays, but you're the one paying it. And so you should be paying attention because these superintendents are certainly making out very well here in Texas. Thanks for tuning in this week. My name is Charles Blaine. Let us know if there's an issue in your neighborhood that we should be covering that we haven't covered. And make sure you share with your family, your friends, and everyone else. See you next week.